Another wonderfully strange dream last night. This one dealing with, I think, the Lancaster Comic Con, which I'm attending today. But apparently I dreamt, first off, that I forgot to leave work early. And then when I did leave work, I somehow wound up at some large train terminal. And I wasn't sure how to get from there back to home. So there were no taxis. So I got on a shuttle bus. And somehow it turns out I had actually traveled a great distance because I had luggage. So I don't know. It's a dream. A little crazy. So anyways, I'm on this shuttle bus. And we're just sitting there. And I'm like, I don't know if this bus is even going to go by my house. I don't know if I'm going to get home. And I don't know when it's leaving. It's farting around. And I got to get to the Comic-Con because it's only an hour and a half long. And, you know, I've got time's running out. So I step outside the bus to look for the bus driver to ask a question, and then, of course, the bus leaves. So I have no luggage, and somehow my wallet and my phone were in my luggage, so I have nothing. And now I'm scrambling, and I run to the taxi stand, and the woman there says she'll call a taxi for me. So she calls a taxi shows up, and a family gets in and is about to leave in my taxi, and the woman from the stand runs out and stops them. So that's good. So I get in the taxi. But the taxi turns out to be, you know, and I explained the situation to the guy, I don't have any money and I'll pay you when I get to the house. But the taxi turns out to be like some kind of magical, crazy taxi, like out of Harry Potter, you know, the bus in Harry Potter. And that it like drives upstairs, it makes ridiculous jumps, and we're going on this crazy journey. And I tell him, you know, my address, and we stop, and he's like, here you go. And it's not my address. He has messed up the numbers and given me like an intersection of the streets in New Orleans. And I'm in New Orleans. And I'm like, no, this is completely wrong. The magic taxi has traveled somehow to New Orleans. It's pretty impressive. But anyway. And I said, no, this is wrong. This isn't my house. And he wants nothing to do with it. He's like, now he's completely frustrated. He's like, get out. You know, I'm done with you. And I'm like, but I have no money and, you know, nothing. And he doesn't care. He kicks me out. So I get out. And I'm left homeless and destitute in New Orleans. And it's raining, of course. And I end the dream by laying in the rain on the street, and women coming out of a shop, like a dollar store, looking at me, said, oh, it's a homeless person. And I say to them, I'm not homeless. I have a home. I just can't get to it. It's very Neil Gaiman-ish, you know, if you're familiar with Neverwhere. It's a wonderfully bizarre dream. Really, really good one. So I give that dream a big thumbs up.